Welcome back here with Dave and Faisal on QR Calgary and More Than Money. Faisal, you're unfortunately with your family going through what I've gone through with my family, and you've got a father who's aging, and he's choosing to age in place, which is probably the most common choice for most people. But as he's aging, you know, his care needs are changing, right? And part of the solution is going to be technology for your dad, and I think technology is going to add opportunities to age in place for lots of people.
Yeah, and let's kind of bring the context into this. My father is living at home alone.
Right.
I live with my immediate family on the other side of town.
Mm-hmm.
The only other child he has besides me is my sister, who lives in Edmonton.
Right.
So you kind of get the idea of not only are we concerned about his well-being, but we also want to still see him impact and what's going on in his day-to-day. Yep. and be there if necessary on the drop of a dime, or have some else support.
Yeah.
And one of the best things that we've seen over the years that have happened is how the technology has caught up to the same side of problems that I'm facing right now.
Yep.
And so what technology's out there? What are the opportunities? Let's get right into it. Talk about the tech.
You bet. Mark Saltzman is a tech expert and a syndicated columnist joining us today. Mark, thanks for joining us.
And thanks for having me, gentlemen.
Let's jump right in, my friend. I think we gave you a bit of a setup there. I don't think Faisal is unique in his family's needs there. Let's talk a little bit about the latest technology and the kinds of problems it's trying to address, when people want to stay at home.
Yeah, well, I think you set it up perfectly. Millions of Canadians have aging parents who want to live longer at home independently rather than going to an assisted living environment like a long-term care facility. Not that there's anything wrong with it, but it could be expensive, and it may just, that's not in your comfort zone. You want to stay where you've been living for the last several years. Thankfully, tech is one key part of aging in place, where you can remotely keep an eye on your loved ones as the caregiver, say a child, you know, or granddaughter, or somebody that's looking after their aging relatives. So there's a lot of different technology solutions that thankfully that's getting less expensive and easier to use. Right, you can't ask someone in their 80s or 90s to start learning something complicated. It's not likely to be, feasible. So they sort of boil down to different categories. So we could start perhaps with cameras and sensors, and then we'll move into fall detection and medication alarms and such. So cameras is a sensitive thing because with consent, yes, you can keep an eye on your loved ones, but they may not want that. That being said, it has been easier, especially coming out of the pandemic. We're getting used to Zoom calls or video calls like we're doing right now. And so, there's easy ways to set it up so that when you call, it just turns on, and then you can have a face-to-face with your loved ones, which, you know, as the saying goes, a picture's worth a thousand words. They may tell you on the phone if it's just an audio call that they're doing fine. But when you see what they look like and or the environment that they're living in, that tells a much bigger story than what only audio can provide. So with consent, a camera for a daily check-in, a meal together or something when you can't do it in person, even among their peers, with their friends who are also maybe living alone, that's a good idea. And that also can help combat loneliness. Shy of that, sensors are becoming more popular. They're inexpensive, camera-less devices that you can place around the home that, when paired with an app, and most require Wi-Fi, they can tell a remote caregiver what their loved ones are doing or not doing. So if you place a motion sensor in a hallway near a bedroom, and that sensor is not triggered by, say, 9:30 in the morning, and that is unusual for your aging mom or granddad to not get out of bed and go to the kitchen by that time, then that can let you know on an app as a remote caregiver to check in with them and see that they're okay. Or if they're not opening the fridge, maybe they have dementia like Alzheimer's and they're not eating or forgetting to eat, or they're not taking their medication. This can also tell you if a sensor was not triggered, or if a door was triggered at 1 a.m. You know, my grandfather, who's passed on now, he was a wanderer, and we found him once at a nearby gas station, you know, in the middle of the night without shoes on. And so that can help prevent, you know, or at least reduce the odds of that happening by letting a remote caregiver know what's going on because a sensor was triggered. And it's less invasive because it's not a camera.
So I love the idea, the sensor part of it. Mm-hmm. Not many people talk about sensors in a home versus cameras or even the two-way communication like a like FaceTime or other types of products that you can have as a standalone product in the home as well. So I love that you mentioned that. When it comes to understanding the movement and what is happening or not happening in the home, besides sensors and cameras, is there any new technology or technology already out there that people should maybe want to consider?
Yeah, so let's cover both. There's some new Wi-Fi technology that uses simply wireless waves in the home safely, allegedly, that can also detect movement and motion, such as, let's say, it detects and it sends this information to a remote caregiver that they've gone to the bathroom several times per night. And that's unusual. You could see patterns over time, right? Ignorance isn't bliss. Data is bliss, right? So the more you know, the better, that you can see motion. Some can even detect a fall, apparently, by using radio waves like water, if you will, going through objects and people in order to give an assessment of what's going on. That being said, it's still relatively new technology. So what I would recommend is something that isn't so new, and that is fall detectors, especially if they're prone to falling. That is one of the leading causes of injury and death, unfortunately, among our aging population. So it could be as simple as a smartwatch or a wearable pendant, like a Philips Lifeline kind of thing, or, you know, TELUS has a solution, Apple Watch or a Samsung Watch or a Fitbit. A lot of them now have fall detection. Some you do pay a monthly service for, and that gives you access to a live operator. Others, you don't have to pay a monthly fee, but then it will simply go through, you know, your contacts that you identify, or as the caregiver, you set this up for them. It'll go through the list and call them. And then, of course, 911, you know, emergency services, if they don't respond, if your Apple Watch says, are you okay? And you don't tap yes, I'm okay. Or if you do say, or if you don't answer, if you say, no, I need help, then it will dispatch emergency services. But some people pay, they don't mind the extra cost to have a live person two-way talk with you through that pendant on a lanyard or on your wrist. So that's certainly, fall detection is definitely matured technology for seniors who want to live and age in place. So I think that's a no-brainer. You know, whether you want to pay a monthly fee or not is up to you. If they're younger, maybe a little bit more spry, then you can probably just get away with a watch that detects the fall and not need a live person to talk you through it.
Mark, there's a lot of technology out there. And to some of people, me included, it can be very overwhelming on what's out there, what should I put into my father's home, what's the process. Is there a place or a or companies that help individuals get ready for tech in a home? Because it can be very challenging, and not knowing all the stuff, what do you do, you know?
Yeah, great question. So thankfully, there are several resources. Some are, you know, CARP, you know, the Canadian Association of Retired Persons, or Zoomer as a brand, several articles and lists of companies and agencies in various larger cities that could help execute some of these technology sort of solutions. But definitely check locally at the implementation for some of these. There are some retailers that, like big box retailers, that have a health division, or some big telcos like TELUS is, I would say, a leader compared to some of the other companies in when it comes to health tech, and helping you not just give you the ideas or sell you the products off the shelf, but actually execute all of that. Everything from Bluetooth enabled hearing aids to alarm dispensers and for medication, to installing chairlifts and stairlifts and elevators. There's lots of different companies that you know, that will put this all together for you. Sometimes it's one entire platform, like alarm.com, that has cameras and sensors and all this kind of stuff. So yeah, it does require a bit of research, but definitely check with places like Zoomer or your local organizations, depending on where you're watching this or listening to this, and find some help there. And of course, your listeners and viewers can also reach out to me on social media, and I would help. I'd be happy to help them direct them to the right sources.
That's great.
Terrific.
Mark, I want to thank you so much for joining us. A lot more we can talk about the tech world. You've given us some good information and a good sense of resource. And thank you for all the contribution you've been giving to all of us here as well.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for having me as a guest.
All right. The healthcare bucket forms an important part of everybody's journey through retirement. And whether it's going to be technology or medication or living abroad or whatever the case may be, healthcare becomes an important piece. We're going to talk about that at our upcoming seminar as part of the total journey.
The total journey, the cost of healthcare is coming out of your pocket more and more in the future. How are you going to pay for it? We're going to talk about that at our upcoming two seminars in Lethbridge, June 18th, 7 p.m. Calgary, July 16th, 7 p.m. You need to register for this. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com.
Many Canadians are charitable as part of their overall plans. Stick around after the break because we want to talk about how to be strategic and tax efficient in your efforts to do that. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.